A nursing home in Cork has said it will be forced to leave the Fair Deal scheme at the end of the month unless the National Treatment Purchase Fund increases the allowance given to it under the programme. Beaumont Residential Care, which has more than 70 residents, says the home is under extreme financial pressure because of a shortfall between the funding delivered by the NTPF and the actual cost of providing care to residents. The home is run by Care Choice Group, which has 15 nursing homes throughout the country. Its chief executive is Stuart Murphy, and he's on the line now. A very good afternoon to you, Mr. Murphy, and thanks for talking to us this afternoon. So what is the situation now as a result of this this decision for the 72 residents, I think, are in the Beaumont home, and most of those are under the Fair Deal scheme, aren't they?
They are. Most of the residents are with the Fair Deal scheme at the moment. And good afternoon, Brian. Brian, we met with families last night and residents of Beaumont Residential Care, and we explained why we were in a position to opt out and forced to opt out of the Fair Deal scheme. And the reason we were forced out is to opt out of the Fair Deal scheme is that over a 9-month period, we've tried to engage with the NTPF around the appropriate funding for care. And in my humble opinion, it's totally unfair and unreasonable, the Fair Deal scheme at the moment, and it's discriminatory to the point that I'll explain that in some detail. There's 16. So at the moment, our homes are receiving €16 on average in Cork, and a publicly run nursing home has received €183 of an uplift. That's a difference of €167, which really relates to about €600,000 a year.
€16 is what? It's the increase you got in your latest...
€16 is the increase we've got in our homes across the nursing homes in Cork. And that is...
So how much are you paid then per Fair Deal resident?
In Beaumont Residential Care, we're paid €1,085 versus, I suppose, a good comparison here a good comparison here is that in Finbarr's, which is a nursing home up the road from us, it would be in excess of €2,000 per resident.
Which
per
is
week.
A HSE nursing home.
It is a HSE nursing home, yes.
The HSE, and I mean the Minister as well, make the point that the HSE nursing homes typically deal with residents who have more complex care needs. Does that stand up?
No, it doesn't stand up. And actually, most recently, the Auditor General has completely washed that out. They have dealt with that in every aspect. The difference in cost of care that have been mentioned, we're dealing with a 600 differentiation already, and this is on top of that differentiation of 100.
Yeah, sorry, so if you're receiving 1,085 per week per resident under the Fair Deal scheme, state funding, what does it cost you to provide care to that resident?
So it realistically, a fair model would be €1,270. That would be a reasonable model of cost of care. And you have to remember, we're giving care to, I suppose, the elderly, their mums and dads and their uncles and aunties. We need to advocate on their behalf, and that's what we're doing here today, Brian. We're trying to advocate on their behalf, and there's no real reason that there should be a differentiation of €167 for a resident in a private nursing home versus a resident in a public nursing home.
So if you don't get an increase upwards of something under €200 per week per residence, you say you're going to opt out of the Fair Deal scheme. You won't provide care under Fair Deal anymore.
So our intention here is to have a meaningful engagement with the HSE and the NTPF. At the moment, we've had no real engagement from the NTPF. And realistically, the NTPF are allowing nursing homes to close. They've allowed 24 nursing homes to date to close, and that could be 600 people who are discommoded and have nowhere to call their home. And remember, it's their home.
Yeah, but what happens to your almost 70 residents if you bail out a Fair Deal? Where do they go?
As I said, Brian, our intention here is to engage with the HSE, and they have the ability to fix this problem. And it's a sector-wide problem. It's not just Beaumont Residential Care. Our 14 homes, our additional 14 homes, are facing the same issue. And they are very much in a situation where the cost of living crisis has really impacted us over the last 9 months. And remember, there's 1,500 people in our nursing homes who we're trying to advocate on their behalf, and we're getting a deaf ear at the moment.
But it's only in Beaumont that you've issued this threat.
It's not a threat. We have no option here. This is not about a threat. This is a situation that was born out of 9 months of very frustrating no willingness to communicate. It's a situation that's born out that our cost of care has outstripped the amount that we're paid through Fair Deal. And at this moment in time, we are funding the residents who are supposed to be under a Fair Deal scheme. Our owners have done that out of their own pocket.
Okay, well, listen, we'll keep an eye on this and see how matters develop in the coming weeks. But for the moment, thank you very much for talking to us. That's Stuart Murphy, Chief Executive of the Care Choice Nursing Home Group.